I'm Yardley Smith, and I have some very good news. Season 1 of The Briefing Room is coming Friday, January 27th. This is a new show from Detectives Dan and Dave, and it explores the role law enforcement plays in society. We'll talk about the hot topics of the day, as well as pull the cover back on police training, policies, and best practices to keep you and me safe. The Briefing Room is a weekly show that will stream on the same feed as Small Town Dicks and will include some of the same voices. And for all of you who are already Small Town Dicks fans, I can tell you, you have season 12 to look forward to in the late spring. I mean, of course we're coming back. In the meantime, here are the twin detectives to tell you in their own words why they decided to create The Briefing Room.
I'm Dave. It's an opportunity for us to really talk about what cops are doing out on the street from day to day. It's an opportunity for us to discuss why cops do what they do, and also to discuss where cops go out of bounds.
This is Dan. The Briefing Room is for anyone who wants to understand the perspective of law enforcement. When we're out on patrol, when we go to a call, when we make a traffic stop, it's not always about enforcement. What we're doing with the Briefing Room is we're trying to educate the public.
When we say educate the public, it's not about a lecture. It's, you probably didn't know this is why the police are doing this. And hopefully we can provide the answers to our listeners. They might not agree, and that's fine.
It's an attempt to pull back the really big curtain on law enforcement to inform people how you do what you do and why.
Exactly.
We often talk about that it shouldn't be a job. Police work, it should be a calling. For me, a calling is something bigger than me. And I really think that law enforcement has an opportunity to benefit something bigger than themselves.
For me, I felt a calling to help people. I felt a lot of pride putting on a uniform that in a moment of chaos and uncertainty, I can show up and help people feel safer. We talk about this social contract between the police and the public they serve, that if law enforcement is violating the terms of that contract, you lose public trust, you lose legitimacy.
In these tumultuous times, do you think that the Briefing Room could build a bridge between communities and policing, whether you're for or against police?
That's a tall order. However, I hope that the Briefing Room lends itself to a more trustworthy relationship between the police and the public. I'd be living in a vacuum if I thought that the entire public thought that police officers were great and all we do is help people. It's clearly not the case. This is just an opportunity for us, our little team, to say, this is my experience in law enforcement, and all we can be is genuine.
The first season of The Briefing Room launches Friday, January 27th. If you love it, please subscribe and tell all your friends. I mean, why wouldn't you? Thank you.